Number 32. The Clumsy Clown. The aging, clumsy clown was called and coerced into performing a special evening show for an elite clique at an old cloister. To be fair, coaxed would be a much better word than coerced, because coercion is usually not necessary when an unusually large sum of money is offered on cash-in-hand terms by rich clientele for a minimal amount of work in a delightfully mild clime. The clown, the son of a poor cobbler, performed many enthralling tricks, including making a cob appear from an apparently empty closet. At the climax of the show, just as the coda was playing, a cloudburst surprised everyone. The surprised clown somehow managed to accidentally hit himself with a blood-curdling clout with a pair of clippers, which he had been using to clinch a steel bolt in preparation for his final trick, known as the butterfly cocoon. There was a lot of blood, but luckily the wound formed a clot as the blood coagulated. Even though the clown was considered a coarse member of society by the members of the rich clique, they coddled him, staring occasionally at the ugly coagulation of blood which had coalesced over the wound. Everyone hoped the clown would cling on to life, but the clinical cluster of people knew that the clown's climactic last act was upon him. Suddenly the clot burst, and a man was forced to use a clip to try and seal the wound and clog it. The clown clenched his teeth and fists one last time before going to the great clown retirement home in the sky. Some people didn't want to call an ambulance because they were worried about their reputations. Perhaps the shocking experience had coarsened them. However, the majority formed a coalition, forced a cloture on the issue, and an ambulance was called. Closure had been achieved, and now the crowd had to wait for the ambulance. They found some cloying snacks and wine, and ate and drank until they were cloyed. By the time the ambulance arrived, the people, many of whom were coeval with the deceased clown, were closed-minded. When the body had been removed, one man went through the clown's things, finding a codicil, which had been written in code. Why would a clown codify a codicil? No one knew, and no one ever found out the answer, but all agreed that the idea was certainly not cliché.